I'm delighted to be joined in the studio by Brenda Weaver. You may have seen Brenda around Brentwood with her dog Thor on your local high street collecting for guide dogs at Billericay, Shenfield and Brentwood. And she's here to talk about an up-and-coming coffee morning, which is the 18th year.
18 years puppy walking puppy and being walking. Involved with
wow.
guide dogs.
So how did you, with guide dogs, what made you want to get involved?
I saw an advert in the local newspaper asking for volunteers to puppy walk. Always had dogs when I was younger. And my daughter at the time, who was 7, was quite frightened of dogs. And we thought it might be a good way of pulling around. So that's how we got involved. And then we got our first puppy.
Yeah.
And we haven't looked back now. And Thor now is my 14th puppy.
Wow.
For puppy walking for guide dogs. And our main role is socialising the dogs. So we will get a puppy at 7 weeks of age and we will start doing the basic training for that guide dog and bringing it up to be a well-rounded, nice dog, really. So our main role is taking it onto buses, trains, shops, just getting it used to everyday life. So when they do actually go into training, about 15 months, going to proper training, they've seen most of the things they're going to come across in their working life.
Yeah.
So we've done all the groundwork for the trainer. So at 15 months, they will go to our local centre, training centre, which our one is at Woodford, and they will start their proper training to become a guide dog. And they will be there for about 6 to 9 months, and they should be qualified by the time they're about 2 years of age.
Do you find it difficult to sort of say goodbye, and do you get to see the dogs afterwards? Because I would imagine you get very attached.
We do. I absolutely hate it. When it comes round, I keep thinking to myself, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
But I know why I do it, because somebody needs that dog more than I do, somebody who's visually impaired. It is very hard giving them up. And yes, we do keep in contact. As you said, I've got Aero, who was one of my puppies, became a guide dog and was retired due to his owner's ill health.
Mm.
So he came back to me as my pet.
Yeah.
And I've taken two more back previous to that, who unfortunately we've lost, Maxie and Arthur, who came back in retirement.
Yeah.
And I keep in contact with all my puppies when they're with their guide dog owners, and they come back for holidays and things like that. So I'm very fortunate.
How much difference does having a guide dog make to somebody?
These dogs are absolutely life changers for people. It's like you said, people who have lost their sight just suddenly for whatever reason, having a dog come into their life and they've got their independence back to go out and put in their faith in this faithful companion, getting them out into the big wide world again is absolutely amazing. And this is what it's all about for the guide dog owner, you know, that it's their independence. You know, a lot of visually impaired people sometimes don't go out of their house because they're too frightened or whatever. But having a dog by your side, people actually talk to you when you're out and things like that. And the dog are their eyes. And they become a companion. They're only working when they're on the streets.
Yeah.
So when they get home, they're their companion. They're their pet. And, you know, the bond you see with a guide dog owner and a dog is unbelievable.
Now, your house is also doubles up as a hotel, I've been told.
It does. We're very fortunate. We do take dogs in for boarding. Guide dog owners who go on holiday will ring us and say, can you have our dogs? So we do have, it's like a revolving door sometimes. So I've always got two, because Aero is my dog now. We've got Thor at the moment, but we do have guests coming in. So we sometimes end up with 3 or 4.
Right, and are they all the same breed? Is it a certain breed of dogs for guide dogs?
Guide dogs use different breeds. The main guide dog you will see on our streets are the Labrador Cross Golden Retriever. And the reason for that is you've got the Labrador, come on, let me get at everything now. And you've got the Retriever going, well, let's think about it first. So that is the main dog as a guide dog. But we do use pure Lab, like Thor is here. We do use pure Retrievers and also German Shepherds. And we have brought the Labradoodle in for people with allergies.
Now, I have put up on Instagram and on Twitter, and the interview will be going up later, and I took a little video of Thor, who sat very still, didn't he?
He's a very, very good boy. He's only 10 months.
Yeah.
Thor could be going a different way. He is down to breed for guide dogs, so he might become a stud dog. He's just going through the tests for all that at the moment.
Yep.
So he's going to be a big life changer if he becomes a stud dog, because he'll be producing the life changers of the future.
Are there enough dogs out there for people, or is there people on a wait list?
There is. Unfortunately, some of our guide dog owners do have to wait quite a while for a dog coming in, because we don't just train a guide dog and then Mr. Smith wants a guide dog. Guide dogs are very good at matching the right dog to the right person. Sometimes it takes a little while to get that right dog for that right person.
Yeah.
And so there could be a waiting time of maybe a year to 2 years for a dog. But we breed over 1,500 puppies a year to go on the scheme. Not all of them will make it, because some of them won't. But that's what we need for the amount of people who want guide dogs. And you don't have to be completely blind to have a guide dog. You can just have a visual impairment and things like that. So we will train.
Yeah. So it's 18 years of...
of puppy walking and being involved in guide dogs.
And 14 years for the... racing, is it 14 years?
Well, I looked back and I think we're on our 7th year now.
Oh, right.
And it's quite new. It's really welcomed in the local community. So this Thursday, it's a lot of hard work. I've got a great team around me who help. It's at the Mount Avenue Banqueting Suites in Shenfield.
Yep. And this is the fundraising coffee
morning. The fundraiser for Thursday, 10:30 to 1 o'clock. It's free entry, but lots of things there. There's homemade cakes and cup of coffee. We've got raffles, we've got tombola, we've got lots of nice stalls to come in, Christmas cards, calendars. No hard sell whatsoever. It's just come in, come and join us. Lots of puppies will be there, working dogs hopefully coming along. So just please come and join us. It's a nice morning.
And can people bring their own dogs as well?
No, because only guide dogs on site, so no dogs allowed.
Just make sure that you don't
don't turn up with your own dogs. No, we don't want to push anyone away.
And if you want to find out more, it's all the wsguidedogs.org.uk. you can go and have a look.
You can
at
go on the website for any information about guide dogs. If you're thinking that you might need a guide dog in the future, go on there, and there's lots and lots of information. Guide dogs just don't only deal with guide dogs. We do a lot of retraining for people who have lost their sight, maybe counselling, white cane training. We have a service now, sighted guiding, people who don't really want a dog but need to get out of the house. So we match them up with a person, if you like.
Yeah.
So there's lots of things. We do lots of campaigning for things as well. So.
And I was going to say, you actually go into schools and...
I do. I'm a local fundraiser in the area for Brentwood, Basildon and Billericay. I go into lots of schools for awareness and things like that, lots of rotary groups. So if anybody, any big companies out there would like us to come in and do a presentation, please get in contact either with the station, or my details will be up on their website.